Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore with her special guest, Red Skelton. And now here's Dinah.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight,
goodnight.
How I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go,
let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow,
let it snow,
let it snow,
let it snow,
let it snow. Let it snow.
Gentlemen, hiya, fellas.
Hiya!
Oh, I'm fine. And now on behalf of Robert Emmett Dolan and the orchestra and Ken Lane and the chorus, I want to wish you, without fear of contradiction and to all intents and purposes, a very merry 12 days before Christmas. And now I'd like to go ahead...
Oh, Dinah, is it all right if I come in?
Is it all right if you... Oh, folks, it's that XGI Red Skelton. Oh, Red, what a question. Of course you can come in. Red, you look wonderful. You haven't changed a bit.
Oh, how can you possibly say that? Well, look at me. Why, after those 2 years in the Army, you know, the Army made a new man of me.
What do you attribute it to? The regular hours? The exercise? Or the rigid discipline?
No, none of those things. Dinah, all I am today... All I am today, Dinah, I owe to just one thing.
What is that?
Spam.
Hiya, Dinah.
Hello, Harry.
Hey, Dinah, who's your friend?
What a question. Harry, don't you listen to the Raleigh Cigarette Program on Tuesday nights?
Raleigh Cigarette Program? Dinah, don't tell me this is Hildegard.
I knew I should have got a shorter haircut.
Oh, Harry, don't be silly. You must remember Red Skelton.
Red Skelton? Yeah. Why, of course. Gee, you've been away so long I didn't recognize you at first, Red. How long were you in the Army?
2 years.
Gee, 2 years in the Army's a long time. Yeah. Look, Red, now that you're back, how would you like for me to do something for you in radio?
Well, I've got my own radio show.
Oh, yeah. Well, perhaps I can do something for you in pictures.
Well, it so happens I'm starting to make a picture at Metro next month.
Yeah. Well, maybe I could get you a date with a girl.
Gee, you know, right now it happens that I'm seeing a lot of Lana Turner.
Uh-huh. Well, look, Red, I'd like to ask you a question.
What's that?
Where does a guy go to enlist? No, listen, Red, just between the two of us now, tell me. Yeah. Are the girls in Paris as charming as they say?
Train, beautiful.
Oh.
You know, I was very lucky to get a 72-hour pass while in Paris, and a gorgeous mamselle promised me a date for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but at the last minute, her boyfriend showed up.
What happened?
Lost weekend.
Say, Red, have you seen any of your old buddies from overseas since you've been back?
Yeah, this morning I got a call from an old top sergeant. I was right the first time. He's the guy that put me on KP for 2 weeks, and he wanted to know whether I could get him a date to go dancing with a famous movie star. So I got him a date.
Oh, gee, that was sweet of you.
Yeah, but he's going to have a little trouble trying to get Lassie into the Palladium.
Well, I guess there's nothing too good for a top sergeant.
No, and Red, I don't imagine you had any trouble finding a place to live,
did
you?
Are you kidding? Right now, I'm sharing a bedroom and bath with four other ex-service men. You ought to see us. We sleep according to the Army rank we had. One of them used to be a colonel. He got the bed. One was a major. He sleeps on the sofa. The other was a captain. He sleeps in the chair. And the other guy's a lieutenant. He sleeps on the floor.
What about you? Where do you sleep?
Well, I'm not saying, but I'm the first one to brush my teeth every morning.
Chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all my dreams, ending. Find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some fellows make a winning sometime. I never even make a game. Believe me, I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little bluebird in vain. Some fellows look and find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some fellows make a winning sometime. I never even make a game. Believe me, I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little bluebird.
Enjoy that, Dinah. You know, it's been a long time since I've heard you sing.
Thank you, Red. And it's been a long time since I've heard you do something.
But, Dinah, I don't sing.
No. I mean that rural character, Clem.
Oh, you mean Clem Cadiddlehopper?
He's the one. How about it?
All right. You be my Sarah Dew, and I'll be your Clem.
You got it.
Here I am. Do 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 do. Well, here's Sarah Dew's house. They think I'll knock on the door, T.T. Holmes.
Come in. Howdy, Clem.
Well, howdy doody to you, too.
What kept you so long?
Well, I've been working around the farm. I sprayed the whole place with that DDT.
Did you get rid of all them ants?
Yep. Missing a couple of uncles, too.
Here, Sharon, do I bring you something?
Oh, Clem.
Yep, it's all for you. You know how those fancy folks in Paris, France eat frog legs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't get you any frog legs, so I brung you the next best thing.
What's that?
Toadstool.
Oh, Clem. Clem, you're a moron.
Yeah, I know, and my dues are paid for life, too. Sarah, too.
Mm-hmm. What is it, Clem?
Ain't you glad you see me? How about a little kiss, hmm?
No.
Oh, come on. I'll just give you a little peck.
Well, all right.
Well, here goes.
Clem Cadiddlehopper, you said you were only going to give me a peck.
Well?
While I had my eyes closed, you slipped me a whole bushel. And there's another thing, Clem. Since when did you learn to kiss that away?
Since the time I got my lips caught in that electric milking machine.
Say, you look awful nice today, Clem.
Don't I, though? Must be my new suit. How do you like it, huh? $15 I got this for. Oh, two pair of pants.
Say, you look awful fat in it.
Well, I'm wearing both pair of pants. Say, tell me, Sarah Duke, am I your dream man?
Hmm? Nope. Charles Boyer is my dream man.
Charles Boyer? I suppose he's supposed to be charming, huh? Tell me, does his head go to a point?
No.
Can he make his Adam's apple zigzag?
No.
Can he cover his face with his ears?
No.
I don't know what you see in him. Oh. These people's choice. That boy can't do anything. You ought to forget about him, Sarah, do I? Because we could be mighty happy together, you know. I can just picture us on our own little farm. We'll have about 6 cows, we'll have about 3 kids and 4 pigs.
Yes, and they'd all look just like you.
Well, that's because you're looking at my profile. It's too fast for her. She didn't get it. Saint Derrida, you marry me, we'll have a regular honeymoon.
You mean we'll see Niagara Falls?
Better than Niagara Falls. Paul says we can watch him tip over the rain barrel.
Well, if you want to marry up with me, Clem, you better ask Paul. Hey, Paul!
What is it, Sherry, dear?
Paul, Clem's got something to ask you.
Well,
go on, Clem.
Oh, gosh, I...
Clem, go on.
Yes, speak up, boy, speak up.
Well, it's just that I want to ask you for the thing that's more precious to you than anything in the world.
Oh, this is mighty unexpected, son, but I guess the time has come when I must part with the thing I love most.
Then you mean I can have...
Yes, son, you can have my chicken a la king.
Chicken a la king?
Yes, bird's eye chicken a la king.
What's that?
Oh, delicious, terrific, wonderful bird's eye chicken a la king.
Yeah?
Yes, it's back now, you know, better than ever.
Do tell.
Tender, generous cuts of bird's eye chicken, sliced mushrooms and pimentos, bird's eye green peas, snippets of green peppers.
You're making my mouth water.
Ain't it, though? And rich, smooth chicken broth and gravy. Everything in one package for your main course, Clem. And don't forget, son, she's quick frozen.
Paul, I am not.
Quiet, gal. I'm talking to the gentleman here. And all you have to do, son, is to pop her out of her package.
You mean Sarah Dew?
No! Bird's eye chicken a la king.
Oh.
Just pop it out of the package and add a little milk and heat it.
Yeah.
And then you're ready to serve it on crisp waffles, rice, or biscuits.
Mm.
There's hardly any work at all connected with it. In a jiffy, you have a really delicious meal.
But, Pa, Clem wants to marry up with me.
All right, Dadder, let him marry you. And for a wedding present, I'll give you my shotgun.
Oh, you hear that, Clem? Pa's going to give you a shotgun.
Why shouldn't he? All the rest of his daughters are married.
He's a clever young man, daughter. And now I can spend the rest of my days alone with all my bird's eye chicken a la king. Oh, land of Goshen, it's so darn good. It's at all Bird's Eye stores now, just waiting for you to buy it, you know. Believe me, you're going to want lots of this new and improved chicken a la king. And so, children, I give you my blessing.
Oh, you hear that, Clem? Now we can get married. When'll it be?
Right away. I got my wedding clothes all ready.
You mean you're going to wear a high hat?
Yep.
And you're going to wear a stiff shirt and a hard collar?
That I am.
And you're going to wear a full dress suit?
Yep. But there's one thing I'm wondering about.
What's that?
Do you think I'd be overdoing it if I wore shoes?
Waiting for the train to come in. Waiting for my man to come home. I've counted every minute of each livelong day. Been so melancholy since he went away. I've shed a million teardrops or more. Waiting for the one I adore. I'm waiting in the depot by the railroad track. Looking for the choo-choo train that brings him back. Waiting for my life to begin. Waiting for the train to come in.
Waiting at the station for the train to come in. Waiting for the boy to come home.
I've counted every minute of each livelong day. Been so melancholy since he went away. Shed a million teardrops or more. Waiting for the one I adore. I'm waiting in the depot by the railroad track.
She's looking for the choo-choo that will bring him back.
Waiting for my life to begin. Waiting for the train to come in.
There's one more thing everybody at the Bird's Eye Open House is waiting to hear you do.
Dinah, you mean...
I certainly do.
All right, you be my aunt and I'll be the mean widow cat.
Oh, here it is. 4 o'clock and Junior isn't home yet. Now, where can that child be?
Hello, honey, I ain't home.
Junior, look at your suit. It's black. It's all covered with mud. I've got a good mind to...
Where's me marbles for? And I had to pick them up, didn't I?
Oh, don't talk silly. How could you get so muddy picking up your marbles?
They fall in a sewer.
Oh, you little...
Knock, knock, knock.
Well, you'll have to change your clothes. Oh. Tell me, Junior... What did you learn in nursery school today?
I learned all about the American Revolution. Boy, was that exciting. That's the most exciting thing I ever heard about. First, George Washington was winning, bang, bang. And then the British was winning, bang, bang, bang. And then George Washington was winning, bang, bang. Then the British was winning, bang, bang. And then...
Well, now, never mind about that. Who finally won?
I ain't sure, but when the bell rang, Washington was way ahead. I know. Hey, Annie, I got something in mind. Can you give me a quarter? Give me a quarter. Will you?
Mm-mm.
Give me a dime, man. Give me a dime. Give me
no.
Dime. How about a nickel? Give me a nickel, huh?
No. But here's a penny.
Well, that's my... A penny?
Yes.
Guys, we sure doing our bit to stop inflation, ain't we?
Well, now, never mind that, okay. Junior. Heavens, where did you get that nasty cut on your finger?
Yeah, ain't that awful? I cut it to shaving this morning.
Oh... Junior, don't be silly. You haven't any whiskers.
I know I haven't, but the pussycat has.
Oh, my heavens. Well, don't you ever touch your uncle's razor again. You might hurt yourself very badly with it.
Then can I use his electric razor?
That's worse. You might electrocute...
Yeah.
Yes, you can use it anytime you want.
That's me, don't you?
But now you go right to the medicine chest and put some peroxide on that cut.
Now, can't I look for some this morning, but there's none there.
Oh, Junior, don't be silly. Who could have used up a whole bottle of peroxide?
I don't know. I don't know who did it. But my, ain't your hair blonde today?
Junior, I'm taking you somewhere.
Oh, good. I'm dying to see Jean Audrey.
You are going to see a psychiatrist. Well, I want to find out why you're such a mean little kid.
Well, I want to see Jean Audrey.
Now, quiet, Junior. All these people are waiting to see the psychiatrist.
Well, let them, let them. I want to see Jean Audrey. Hey, Annie, what's this psychiatrist going to do, huh? Is he going to hurt me?
No. No? He's just going to look at your brain.
Oh, well, leave it here. Let's go see Jean Audrey.
Now, be quiet. Here, look at the pretty pictures in this National Geographic magazine.
Oh, let me see. Oh, look at this picture here. Oh.
Junior, give me that magazine.
Gee, it's just like Esquire with maps, ain't it?
Well, the doctor ought to be seeing us soon. Yeah.
Won't you come into my office and bring the little tyke with you?
Come on, Junior.
Okay.
So this is the lad you spoke to me about over the phone.
Yes, Doctor. I hope you can do something with him.
Well, now let us see, son. Come over here.
What you gonna do?
Now, there's nothing to be afraid of.
All right.
I just want to ask you a few questions.
Oh, really?
Now, lie down on this sofa. Close your eyes. I'll turn the lights down low, and I'll sit right next to you.
You want me to lay down with my eyes closed, and you sit next to me?
That's right.
Not me, boy. Not me. No.
Why not?
The last time I did that, somebody swiped me bubble gum. Me, boy.
Oh, come now. I'm losing patience.
Well, you should. You're a rotten doctor.
Junior!
Don't you hit me.
Junior!
It's quite all right, madam. It's quite all right. He's an impetuous little one, isn't he? Now, tell me, son. Son, listen to me.
Yes?
If I had an arithmetic book in one hand...
That?
...and a $5 bill in the other...
Oh.
...which would you take?
Hey, Annie, let's get out of here. This guy's nuts.
Well, mighty interesting, mighty interesting. Now, just one more thing, my boy.
What's that?
Are you ever troubled by dreams?
You mean the kind where great big green dragons chase me?
Yes.
And where I'm hanging off a high, high precipice by me little pinky?
Yes.
And I fall into a big hole filled with hundreds and thousands of long, wiggly snakes?
Yes, yes.
No, I never had none of that.
I must say, this is amazing. Why, this boy is suffering from schizophrenia.
Now, you watch your language. Talk like that in front of me, Auntie. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Doctor, exactly what does schizophrenia mean?
Yeah.
Schizophrenia is a subconscious mental quirk whereby the victim suffers from a split personality.
Oh.
Now, in this specific case, Junior is really two people.
Really?
Yes. On the one hand, he is a normal, good little boy.
Oh.
But on the other hand...
Yes?
He's a regular Dillinger.
I is a good little boy and a Dillinger?
That's right.
Junior, put down that inkwell. Put down
don't
that
throw
inkwell.
Don't throw it.
I'm going to do it, brother. I'm going to do it.
Junior, why did you throw that inkwell at the doctor?
Well, don't scold me. I didn't do it.
Well, then who did it?
Dillinger do it.
Well, sir... Now I'm gonna do it.
No. You hit me. Look what you did. You'll be sorry. Look what you did.
What did I do?
You spit me with a schizophrenia.
Say, friends, do you want to know about a really versatile vegetable? Well, then, get acquainted with Bird's Eye Squash. Now, there's a delicious vegetable that you can do wonders with. As a golden vegetable, it's superb. As a dessert, it's superber, so help me. Now, try Bird's Eye Squash in a pumpkin pie, and you'll see what I mean. It's easy to make because Bird's Eye Squash comes to you all cooked and pureed, so all you have to do is thaw, mix with milk, egg, and seasoning, pour into the pie crust, and bake. Honestly, you'll find Bird's Eye Squash makes the most mouth-watering pumpkin pie filling you ever tasted. And while you're at your Bird's Eye store, why not pick up some Bird's Eye Chicken a la King and serve it for dinner tomorrow night?
A whole main course in one package that takes just a minute to prepare. Get some tomorrow, huh?
When they begin the beginning, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars. And down by the shore an orchestra's playing. And even the palms seem to be swaying. They begin the beginning. To live it again is past all endeavor. Except when that tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene. Till clouds came along to disperse the joy we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean.
So don't let them begin the beginning.
Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin the beginning.
Oh yes, let them begin the beginning.
Make them play till the stars that were there before return above you. Till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. We suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin the beginning.
When they begin the beginning.
We're a little late. Next week, we're going to be all together. George Burns, Gracie Allen, the Maxwell House Show, and Dinah Shore's Open House with a special guest, Dinah's husband, George Montgomery. Try to be with us. Red appeared tonight with the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, make as if they were expendable. The Dinah Shore Show is written by Howard Harris and Sid Zelinka.
Speak. Speak for Gain. That's your dog's special way of saying, feed me Gain. G-A-I-N-E-S, Gain's complete meal. It contains meat meal, vegetables, cereals, everything dogs are known to need to help them keep healthy and happy. That's why veterinarians have recommended Gain's Dog Meal for over 16 years. Start today. Nourish every inch of your dog with Gain's. He'll speak. Speak for Gain's. America's largest selling dog food.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.